Hi, this is Tim Freund, and these are notes of a real estate conversation. Today, I want to talk about timing the housing market. So you're a buyer, you want to time the market, you want to get it while it's down, you want to hit the bottom, you want to get the most you can get out of it. The question is, can you as a buyer actually time the market? And the answer is yes, but it's not quite what you think. Timing the market is not timing the bottom. Nobody can time the bottom. I mean, you might get lucky. Some people got lucky in the downturn before. I predicted the timing of the bottom in 2011. I said it was the bottom. Nobody believed me, of course, but it was the bottom. So some people may be able to time the bottom, but the reality is you're not going to be able to time it. So what does that mean when I say, yes, you can time the real estate market? Well, let's talk about timing. So if you're a buyer and you're buying your family home, timing means you buy the home as soon as you find the one you love. If you are into a big life change, you know timing is everything. You know, if you want to get in before the kids start school, then you're buying, you know, in the spring or summer. That's timing the market, right? Same is true if you have a career that has certain time thresholds that are more demanding than others. For me, I would never buy a home in the spring because that's my busiest season. If I was going to buy a home in the spring, my God, I'd go crazy. I'd be busy at work trying to buy a house. It'd be almost impossible for me. I have a friend who's in insurance. and he says he can't possibly do anything big, vacation, buy a home between October and February because that's when renewals are. That's when open enrollment is. He doesn't have time to do that. And I have a friend who's an accountant. You can't even talk to this guy until after or into May anyway. So timing for him is in the spring. He might buy late spring, but he's certainly not going to do so in the early part of spring, no matter how the market looks. So when we think about that, we talk about, well, what about the market today? Okay, is this a good time to buy the market? And yes, this is a good time to buy. The market's off a little bit. Prices are softer. You're in a position where you might be able to get a buy that 6 months ago seemed impossible. In fact, if anything, you may have a selection of properties, whereas 6 months ago you didn't have that opportunity. Now, I'm not suggesting like the guys on CNBC, oh, buy, the market's corrected, 5%, buy. You know, that realtors can make that same mistake. Buy, it's a great time. I'm doing it right now, right? But the reality is we know that demand is going to be high in perpetuity as far as our lifetimes are concerned. I mean, millennials are just starting to buy their houses right now. So there's a decade and a half of just first-time home buyers. Forgetting move-up buyers of the millennials who are just now starting to buy. 10 years from now, they may be buying their second home. Who knows? Maybe even their third in 15. So the timing is you've got a better opportunity than you had 6 months ago. Remember, a home is much more than an investment. A home is your home. It's your sanctuary. It's your safety place. It's the place where you build your memories. And so take the opportunity today. Write a lower offer. If a home's been sitting on the market for a period of time, they've done a bunch of price corrections, it's a good time to make an offer on that house. If you like that house, you should write a lower offer to that seller and see how motivated they really are. Now, you can guess that this might not be the bottom, and you might look at a period of time down the road where you say, shoot, if I would have only waited another 6 months, I might have saved an extra $20,000. Yeah, but if rates go up, 1% in interest rate is roughly the same as 10% in purchasing. So, in purchase price. So, you wait, but you have a higher rate. And listen, higher rates are probably here to stay. I mean, we know that the Federal Reserve is trying to increase rates so that they have more arrows in their quiver when the next recession comes. And they can cut rates and it's meaningful. If it's zero, you can't cut rates. We also know that they purchased an enormous amount of debt, bonds, mortgage-backed securities. And they're trying to get rid of that right now. They're reducing their holdings. And in doing so, that is decreasing demand. And bonds work in the opposite direction of pricing. So as demand decreases, the price has to go down because you have to discount to sell it. But that means that the yield is going to go up, right? So if I have a dollar and I want to sell that at 1%, nobody wants to buy it. So I sell it for 90 cents, okay? Well, that dollar or 1% interest rate is now more than 1%, right? Because a dollar return on 90 cents is actually 110%, right? So your yield actually goes up. What I mean by all of this technical talk is that as the Federal Reserve reduces their balance sheet, while simultaneously raising rates, while also in the face of enormous government spending and huge government deficits, you can expect that interest rates are going to be higher for a while. So again, your timing is maybe it's better now than 6 months from now, even if prices were to drop and correct a little bit further. Now, for some of you, you might say, I got to get to that bottom. You know, I overpaid the last time and I'm not going to do it again and I'm going to wait and I'm going to hold out. And I say more power to you. But to be honest with you, timing the bottom is a little bit of a sucker's bet. You're never going to really know. There's going to be opportunities you may have missed that might have been better than even buying at the bottom. Maybe that special house, maybe that special location, maybe those special amenities or that view that you always wanted. So don't forget, timing is really about your timing. It's not the bottom of the market. It's what's the best timing for you. My name is Tim Freund. You can reach us on the web at thousandoaksrealestate.com and, of course, on the blog, therealestateconversation.com. Thanks so much for listening.